Opposition leaders in Guinea are denouncing as fraudulent election results, giving longtime president Lansana Conté another term in office. Guinea's main opposition leader, Sirajou Diallo, denounced the official results as, in his words, complete fabrication.
Le gouvernement a besoin simplement d'une occasion pour écrire ce qu'il veut.
Mr. Diallo, who, like other main opposition leaders, boycotted the vote, said he believes turnout was no higher than 15%. The government claims an 80% turnout, with President Conté receiving more than 95% of the votes. The only challenger in the election was little-known solar energy expert Mamadou Boivari. The Supreme Court has until the end of the week to validate the results. Most opposition leaders had called on their supporters to abstain from voting, saying they did not believe the election would be free and fair. But Mr. Diallo says the opposition does not want Guinea to spiral into civil war like neighboring Ivory Coast, so it will avoid organizing protests for now. Mr. Conté has been in power since a military coup in 1984. Constitutional changes adopted 2 years ago allowed him to seek a third elected mandate. The president's poor health was the main topic of the campaign. He is 69 years old, and he suffers from acute diabetes and can barely walk. During the campaign, he appeared at just one event, and on Election Day last Sunday, he voted without getting out of his car. His aides say his feet don't work, but his head still does. Meanwhile, Guinea's economy has been suffering in recent years, since foreign donors cut off aid, accusing Mr. Conté of poor governance and lack of respect for human rights. Electricity and water shortages are now common in the capital, Conakry. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.